Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the
Hi,
person you're
Jessica.
transferring?
Hi, my name's Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I'm transferring Rashid Day
Rashid,
for a
okay.
Roundup claim. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hi, Rashid.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, I'm good.
Good, good. So again, the call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with the claim, correct?
I don't.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or someone you love diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin lymphoma or leukemia after spreading Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, gosh, I'm sorry to hear. It was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And was it yourself that was diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear. Did you have any reoccurrences where you went into remission and it came back?
No, I have no reoccurrences.
No, okay. And then, what year were you diagnosed, estimately?
March 30th, 2023.
You said March 30th, 2023?
Yes.
Okay, and where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
That was home.
Home, okay. And were you the one doing the spraying?
Yes.
Okay, so that would have been direct exposure, and you were personally spraying. What cities did you spray it in?
Say that again?
What city were you spraying it in?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay. And then were any other family members also diagnosed or neighbors, anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
45.
Okay. And then when did you estimately first start spraying Roundup? Just best to your knowledge. To a home.
August, you said when?
Yeah, what year estimately do you think?
2010.
2010?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever stop spraying it?
Yeah, 2023.
So that would have been 13 years total. Okay. And some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on is a smartphone or landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then next year I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Please just let me know if you were diagnosed with any of these. HIV, AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
These are other than that?
Yeah. Like any other cancers? No. Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said the diagnosis was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Sure. R-A-S-H-E-E-D.
Okay. And then your last name?
D-A-Y-E.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
Are you, okay, thank you. And then are you married?
No.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
8-8-78.
8-8-1978?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
206-58-9016.
And again, it was 206-58-9016?
Yes.
Okay, and then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like TV, commercials, social media, family, friend, doctor?
Yeah, it was social media, you know, just browsing through Facebook and things of that nature, and it popped up.
Okay. And when did you first become aware of the cancer may have been related to Roundup? Estimately, what year?
2023.
23, okay. And then what is your height?
5'8".
And then weight?
210.
Perfect. And then next year we'll go through the contact information. What is your email address?
SHEEDDAYE at Gmail.
I know it's SHEEDDAYE at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay. Is your, I'm so sorry, just to confirm the spelling of your last name, it's D-A-Y-A or E?
E as in echo.
Echo, okay, so sorry. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
4840 Oxford Avenue, apartment 116. That's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19124.
So 4840 Oxford Avenue, apartment 116, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19124?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then next here we'll go through the Roundup usage information. How many times per year, or excuse me, per month did you use the Roundup?
Three times a month.
Okay. And then how many months out of the year were you using it? Was it yearly?
Or I believe it's 10 months.
How long?
About 10 months.
7 months, so 3 times 7. Oh, 10.
Yes.
Okay, one moment. So it'd be 30 times per year, and then you already gave me the 13 years total. So been, okay, about... So it's 30 times per year, and then total usage would be roughly 390. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already gave me the estimated start date, which is 2010. And then you stopped in 23. Did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
What you mean, like, I use the backpack, if that's what you're referring to.
No, like gloves, a mask.
Oh, no.
No, okay. And then it was residential that you were spraying it?
Yes.
Not like, okay. And then was it for like lawn care and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And then what state did you use the product in? Was it only Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you ever get your home water from a well?
No.
Okay. And then were you ever exposed to any herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then we'll go through the product information. What type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated or premix?
No, it was mixed.
Mixed. Okay. And then do you remember where you were purchasing it? Like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Walmart?
It was Lowe's. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or proof of purchases?
No, but I could obtain.
Okay. And then let's see. Do you have any Roundup bottles still in your possession?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
And then we'll go through the employment. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your employer?
I work for Giant Supermarket.
Jane Supermarket?
Giant.
Oh, Giant. Okay. And then what city are they in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. And then your job title?
Stocker.
Stock. And then did you lose any time from work due to like surgeries or treatments?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Were you ever involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability, worker compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
No. And then other than like minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What was it?
Well, how many years are we going back?
I'm not sure exactly why the law firm needs it or how far if it matters how far your back it was. You can just give me like, was it?
Because, the most recent one was 6 years ago. And okay. prior to that was like over 20 years.
You just give me the most recent one if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, back in 2018, I was convicted.
Okay. Okay, and then next year, the diagnosing facility. Do you remember where you were diagnosed at?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name?
It was Einstein Primary Medicine.
I'm so sorry. What was the beginning of it?
Einstein.
Okay. Einstein Primary Medicine in what city? Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay. And is that on Wayne Avenue?
No. Einstein has a lot of hospitals in Philadelphia. Not the one on Wayne Avenue.
Okay. Do you remember what street it was on?
Yeah, it was on Alleyne Avenue.
You said Alleyne?
Yeah, Olney.
Okay, one moment here. Okay, 101 East only avenue, Philadelphia?
Yes.
That's the one. Okay. Do you remember the doctor's name by chance?
Dr. William Heppenstall.
William
Heppenstall, HEPPENSTALL.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we are almost done. Did he also give you treatments?
Yes, I did have treatment.
What was that?
Yes, I had treatment.
Okay, he was the one doing treatments as well for you?
No, he wasn't the one who treated me.
Who was the, did you have the, have it, the treatments at the same location?
No.
No? Okay. What hospital did you have treatments at?
Jefferson Frankfort Hospital.
Jefferson Franklin Hospital?
Frankfort.
Frankfort. Is that in Philadelphia as well?
Yes.
Okay. On Frankfort Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. What year did you have treatment?
2023.
23. Okay. And then, do you remember that doctor's name that was giving the treatments?
Yes, Dr. Kathleen Deegan.
Kathleen Deegan.
D-E-G-E-N.
Okay. Found her. Okay. Thank you. And then, do you have a medical record that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctor?
That's not on handy. I can get it.
Okay. No worries. And then, what kind of treatment did you receive? Like chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, any surgeries, stem cell transplant?
Chemo.
Chemo.
Lymph node surgery.
Okay.
And pain medication.
Okay. And then they do want to know, how did your diagnosis impact your life? Was there like mental, physical stressors, financial, family stressors?
It was hard. I mean, I was supported by family and friends, and it was I was depressed. I was stressed out about it.
Okay. And then lastly here, so we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. And then do we have permission to contact them if need be?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's their name?
You can put my son's name down. His name is Daquan. That's D-A-Y-E-Q-U-A-N-E. Last name is Aris. That's A-R-A-S.
A-R-A-S?
A-U-S.
A-U-S. And then I want to confirm the first name again. It was D-A-Y-E-Q-U-N-E?
A-N-E.
A-N-E. Okay. And then you said he's son. And then what is his phone number?
215-290-8396.
Okay. So, bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right. Bear with me. Thank you.